and welcome back to another episode of Monday Mums. I'm Joni.
And I'm Missy.
So Missy, is there a mundane thing you've been doing recently?
As any of my followers on Facebook, I'm joking about that, I just mean my friend list, can see, I recently bought a flour miller, but I actually don't know the lingo, I'm just new to the bread cult. The idea was to buy a bunch of organic wheat berries and mill our own flour fresh, because actually making the bread from the fresh flour has more vitamins intact, and the idea that it hasn't been nutrients put back in it, you know, like when they say enriched flour. So we are trying that because a friend of mine, her kids are older, she's homeschooled them, she had 4 children. One of them had such bad acid reflux that the medication he was going to be taking was going to be $200-something every month, and they only did incorporate the freshly milled bread into their diet, and he didn't have to take any medications at all.
Ooh, that's good to know.
Right, yeah, so James suffers from it. Normally, for me, I only have heartburn when I'm pregnant. Kefir, like, knocks anything out to me. James drinks kefir every night and still has heartburn, so we're trying that. I think it's better for him. I don't know. we've just been eating it. It tastes good. Yeah, so I am now milling my own flour because I have so much extra time on my hands. With 3 kids, and my house is so clean, I'm just going to be doing that from now on. But no, it really isn't that big of a process. I just use my little KitchenAid mixer. I don't have a bread machine. I just literally do everything on the countertops and put it in the oven, and it's been good. That is my mundane thing that I'm pretty excited about. I feel like I'm turning into an old lady. Baking fresh bread is my new twist in life. So, Joni, it's your turn. What mundane thing do you have to share with us?
My mundane thing is that I have been trying to slowly declutter the house, and I'm working on the attic at the moment because it's just accumulated a bunch of old, you know, clothes for the girls that don't fit, stuff like that. So I was trying to go through it and get rid of my baby stuff because I think we're done having babies.
And then it's going to be a surprise. And
I know. You're not that the always first happens. Person to say that. I know.
You're supposed to, like, just hold it on till you know for sure. But go ahead.
I don't know. Just call me Sarah. If I have any more kids, I'm still too old. So anyway, so I'm trying to get rid of some stuff. And I, again, if you were looking on my Facebook post, I had a post about who wanted the free stuff. And so me and Lydia went delivering yesterday. And it was kind of fun to have some one-on-one time with Lydia. Lydia's quite fun to hang out with. Like my other kids. I didn't mean it like that, but it did sound like
hopefully
that.
Hopefully, we'll be hearing this in the future.
No one listens. So we were kind of having fun doing deliveries. Most people weren't home though, so that kind of in a way made it more fun because you can get things done faster. So we were dropping stuff off. The one place that we took all the stuff that no one really wanted was to the Christian Women's Center in Griffin. And I've never been there before. And I was like, oh, whoa, this is a great store. Let's just hang out here for a minute and have a look around. And it was a thrift store. And Lydia wanted to buy some more clothes for herself. And I'm like, no, we're getting rid of clothes.
Got rid of clothes. Especially thrift store purchases are kind of, I'll buy them there. And then later I'm like, why did I ever get this?
I know.
It's not the color I like or...
We were walking in the store, they had this deal, buy 10 for 10 on the clothes. And so I was like, oh, we should do this. So we were having a look around. This is not a very decluttery, but...
I need to get 10 now.
Couldn't find 10 things, but I did find one. So I checked with the lady who was shopping. I was like, do you have to buy 10 or is it 10? Is it a Kroger when you get one loaf of bread but still get the deal? And she's like, no, you have to get 10. But she's like, wait, we're trying to get to 10 too. And so you'll save us money if we just get your thing. I was like, well, if you don't mind. And she's like, no, that's fine. We had looked through the books and couldn't really find anything. Many books that we wanted, apart from Lydia found a book that she wanted and I found something that I wanted. So I was going to try and give this lady the change so that she could have the dollar from me. Well, she didn't end up taking the change and then actually asked me to pick up another dress because she needed to get to 10 and she didn't have 10. And she didn't want anything else. And there was another dress that I looked at and thought, I'll probably never fit into that. But I was like, well, I'll give it a go. And it didn't fit.
So you have a new goal to work to.
I'm going to make myself disappear so I can fit into this dress. But so... Anyway, but then she wouldn't take the money. Well, then as I was buying the book for me, I forgot Lydia had a book in her hand. So I bought my book and then Lydia put hers on the counter. And I was like, oh, I forgot. Wait there. And I was rummaging through for more change to buy this book. And the lady at the counter was like, no, don't worry about it. So I ended up buying 2 books and 2 dresses for $1. Yeah. I was like, that is a deal. I'm definitely coming back here to support you all.
No, I used to like
support
that
your
place.
Charity. And actually, they're just giving me free stuff. So this, anyway, brings us swiftly into our topic for today. Today we are talking about being organized. We kind of titled this Cleanliness is Next to Godliness.
Just as a joke.
As a joke, because I think both of us would probably admit that we have this as a struggle in our lives. Yeah. Staying organized and stuff like that.
You know when you have the one friend you can share the pictures of how bad your house looks? Like, we're like each other's safe people, where it's like we can send the pictures of what our house really looks like. Recently, we went to a friend's house. They have three children at homeschooled, and their house was just like not cluttered. It was just very clean and peaceful and enjoyable to sit in there, actually. And if you've been to my house, I'm very eclectic. I have every corner of my house has some either toys or books shoved into it.
Your mom's like that though.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. My mom's probably maybe a little extra notch above me, but yeah, I guess it's a transgenerational thing. It's been passed down in our family. No, but like I like to collect stuff. So I have a lot of books, teacups, teapot, a lot of stuff that takes up room, but I like to collect. But it was just peaceful being in that home, and I am working on decluttering. It is just something that it is nice to just have less stuff to clean, especially kids' toys. Like, I can get very sentimental about children's toys sometimes. Like, oh, I like this stuffed animal. I don't know why the adult in the house is clinging to certain stuffed animals. After going to the friend's house, I was like, oh wow, this looks nice. Maybe we can implement it in our home. Another week went by, and again, it was just like total chaos in the house. And I had another friend coming to our house, so it's like we have to clean really good. And that's the thing, is if it takes days to clean your home, it's just, you know, it's just crazy. It's like, this should not be like this, you know. And you're trying to not yell at the kids and get short-tempered. We get the house pretty clean since it's been in a long time. And those friends that came over, they were just talking about Sabbath rest with us. This idea about totally resting on the Sabbath, you know, whatever day that is for you, Saturday or Sunday, doesn't matter to me, but as long as there is a day of rest. So the next day was Sunday for us, which is going to be our day of rest. Immediately when I woke up, I was thinking, okay, we can do the chicken coop, clean it out today, we can do this and that, or we could just rest. James had like the same thought. He's like, you know, I really just want to rest today. And I was thinking the same thing. No matter what it was, we were just going to rest, and the house was pretty much in order from the nice deep cleaning we just did. I'm telling you, there's been a difference this whole week. It's been this, like, the Lord honored that, because it's been really smooth. The house has been really easy to stay on top of cleaning. I just clean a little bit in the morning and have all the girls pitch in. It's like, okay, let's just get the house, and
yeah,
each day it's less work. I don't know, so I feel like that came out of rest. It wasn't like, oh, you've been cleaning your house really well. I feel like rest was what started that cycle, breaking the other cycle of always feeling overwhelmed, because homeschooling in the house, it's just, if things are messy, I get discouraged. I get mentally just scattered, and it's just like, oh, I just can't do this now, and I just tend to like give up. Or, you know, then I'll get on my phone as a comfort thing, like, well, I don't know where to go from here, so I'm just gonna, you know,
procrastinate.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It's just like, yeah. I'm so overwhelmed, yeah. I'm gonna make it worse by not doing anything.
Yeah. And I think when you have little kids, it is more difficult, because as we've gotten to where we've got older kids, we can kind of work together as a team and team up and stay on top of things. And we like to do that. I think for us, I do like to declutter, and I try and go through different areas of the house regularly. I do really like to get rid of stuff. I don't have that same need to collect stuff. We moved 10 times in 10 years.
Wow, yeah.
When we were first married.
That will do it.
And we kind of developed a bit of a nomadic life, and I almost get anxiety if I have things in my house that I'm not using. Like, I'll have to pack this up for no reason.
Yeah.
So I do like to get rid of stuff and not accumulate things, but we do live in a fairly small house, and there are 7 of us, so we just do have quite a lot of stuff, and I'm really looking forward to Samuel getting out of that annoying, like, little kid phase where he uses plays with small toys. Like, don't you just want to play on the computer? Yeah. Not use your imagination, it's cleaner. So that's kind of more our thing. But I don't want to live in a bigger house, because I feel like that is the challenge then, is that you do have to get rid of stuff and just not overdo it with the amount of stuff that you have. But I agree definitely on the rest thing. For me, I find that if I do things like set myself an alarm on my phone to tell myself to do stuff, I've got alarms that go off all day telling me to do things.
They've gone off on the podcast before, if you guys have heard.
Yes, it's usually like, tell Lydia to get a drink. I guess you'll go all day and not have a drink. And then I thought, well, why didn't you have a drink? I just didn't think about it. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll have to do that for you then. Tell the kids to brush their teeth. Like, there's all these alarms, give them this supplement, make them do this. And then I start to rebel against that. I'm like, I'm not going to just keep listening to you, alarm. You're not telling me what to do. So then when we get to the idea of rest and it being something like a rule, I have a hard time with, okay, I've got to follow a rule now. So I'll do it for a bit, and then I'll just get like, you're not telling me what to do, kind of an attitude. So I think it's really having to remember, this is made for us. Like, this is for our benefit. This isn't for...
Yes. like you said, it's a gift for us. Yeah. It's like, we always say, there's the Bible verse, Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And the idea of serving this system of like, well, I have to do this, but it is, it's just like, it is a gift and accept it.
That example in the Bible of that guy getting the manna and getting up on Sunday and going and getting the manna and then it rotting.
Yeah.
And like Danny was like, so his works there were just so fruitless and they created more work for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like trying to keep that in mind that sometimes when you do more, when you should be resting, you can actually be creating even more work for yourself in the long run.
And it disrupts that. It disrupts that feeling in you that I gotta be doing. Because that's what I've noticed this week. It's just kind of saying yes to that has disrupted that feeling of, I gotta do this.
Yeah.
You know, always feeling like I have a lot to do and I'm overwhelmed because it's too much for me to do. And it's just kind of, as weird as it is, that stopping from working had helped me get free from that thought of, what do I need to do today? We gotta do this, we gotta do that.
Do you know, though, I actually read the other day about the year of Jubilee, and on the 50th year...
we have been talking about this. This is crazy we're talking about. Like, you do not understand. We've been, like, so... Okay, go ahead.
I was thinking about the whole year of rest. Can you imagine a society where for the whole year, the whole world rested?
This is crazy. The land resting.
Yeah.
Me and James were talking about that recently, and I think Wednesday evening, we were joining into a live stream of this other church we follow, and he talked about that. It was like, me and James are looking at each other during the live stream, like, this is exactly what we were at. He's talking about letting the land rest for a year, and he was talking about this idea of people that have not been able to go to church and people that are trying to push through, and maybe he's trying to do something, establish something
give
in your
you
home.
The rest.
Yeah, give you the rest.
I think we don't realize how much our thoughts and our minds are corrupted by this sort of like the capitalist idea of you've got to work yourself to death. I think that the Bible talks a lot about rest, and I don't think we were created to be at it and doing stuff all the time as much as we think we are. Even our hobbies, if you look at people's hobbies, most hobbies are surrounded by the idea of being productive. Being in that mode of production, is the hobby is worth it if it can produce something monetarily, whereas we should just do things because we enjoy life. I don't think we get our head around as much how much the Lord wants us to enjoy life and enjoy our existence.
Exactly.
And we don't, because we are constantly in like work mode. If you don't earn much, then you should be working two jobs and making it work.
Well, right. Oh yeah.
Like, well, why shouldn't we just be able to, from one job, make enough to live on and enjoy our life?
The idea is something that we've been hearing a lot lately, the teaching at the church we can go to, is that it's like a Babylonian mindset. It was like, what is producing, doing this, and it's just like, that's it, like the work ethic of America. It's just the idea of like, what can you do, and never resting.
Yeah.
The teaching we had listened to that Wednesday night after we had just been talking about, he was saying that what happens, though, if you look at Leviticus chapter 25, because we were reading in that earlier, it was the 6th year was all that you take in, the abundance from that crop.
Yeah.
And you had enough to let the land rest the whole year. And it was even the 8th and 9th year.
Because you have to regrow. Yeah.
And it was so cool. But it's like, so he gives us what we need
if
we're willing to honor that rest. And it's like, we still have that provision, though. It's like the 7th year, 8th, up into the 9th year. So it's just kind of like, my rest on Sunday developed stuff for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And here I am Thursday and Friday. I'm like, oh, wow, this is great. My house is still in order.
Yeah, those principles which were given to us actually do work.
Even
within a world of overproduction, we apply those to our lives. We can have those blessings now.
Yeah.
And I like that idea.
And then you can enjoy your family. You can enjoy the things that you're meant to be at rest. We're meant to be even operating, even doing work from a state of rest. You know, we're resting in him and getting these things done, you know?
Yeah. I like that idea. Well,
hopefully that would be encouraging. I feel encouraging because I was like, I can't believe you're talking about the... Okay, yeah. So your Jubilee.
So,
hopefully that was an encouragement to you guys this week.
Hope you have a good week, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.